Indian casinos are big business in the U.S., employing almost 300,000 people. That workforce is largely unorganized, with only a few casinos recognizing union contracts. Among them is North America's largest gaming center, Foxwoods in Connecticut. Dealers there recently struck an agreement after a lengthy dispute with the Mashantucket Pequot tribe. What makes this arrangement unusual is that it was brokered under tribal law. From member station WNPR, Harriet Jones reports.
Denise Gladue has been a blackjack dealer at Foxwoods Resort Casino for 15 years. She's among the vast majority of Foxwoods workers who are not tribal members. Back in the day, she says, it was a great place to work. But in late 2006, that began to change.
It just made a lot of us, you know, upset and angry that we were losing these good benefits that we had when the company was still making money.
So, in 2007, a majority of the 2,500 table game dealers at Foxwoods two casinos took a vote. They joined the United Auto Workers. Unions have set their sights on the casino industry in general, and the UAW has had some luck organizing in non-tribal gaming operations. But when the dealers tried to negotiate with their employer, the Mashantucket Pequot tribe, the tribe would have none of it.
Tribes are pretty fierce in developing their own laws and their own institutions.
Jackson King is general counsel to the tribe. Officially recognized Indian tribes are sovereign nations, not subject to many federal laws, including, for 30 years, the National Labor Relations Act. But that changed in 2007 when a federal court ruled against the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians from California. The ruling said that federal labor laws did apply to Indian gaming operations because they employ a large number of non-Indians. Tribes everywhere saw this as a huge erosion of sovereignty. Jackson King says the Mashantuckets wanted to find a creative solution to that standoff. They proposed that while both sides preserve their rights under federal law, the talks actually be convened under tribal law.
Certainly when this was first brought up to the union, they thought it was ridiculous. And certainly the National Labor Relations Board, they said, look, we don't know anything about Indian tribes or how you guys operate or what your institutions are. So it was educational, it was historical, and it was groundbreaking.
The two sides finally struck a deal last month. The contract gives the dealers a 12% raise over 2 years, a new system for distributing tips, and provides for casual dealers to become part-time employees with benefits. For management, the contract provides cost controls at a time when gaming has been hit hard by the recession. Elizabeth Bunn is Secretary Treasurer of the UAW.
It really did feel very much like a win-win. Respect and acknowledgement of tribal sovereignty, and at the same time having a legal framework that did protect employee rights.
The tribal law mirrors federal law closely, but with one major difference. The union has given up its right to strike and instead has agreed to binding arbitration. Bunn sees that as a plus.
Interestingly, in this case, we would argue that tribal law is ahead of, more progressive than, federal labor law, at least for first contracts. In fact, we're advocating a legislative change at the federal level that would, in fact, have a similar provision.
The UAW now hopes to apply the tribal law solution to other casinos where they're trying to organize. The Mashantuckets say many tribes have asked about the contract, but labor relations remain a very sensitive issue. Darren Marquez was chairman of the San Manuel tribe when the critical 2007 labor ruling came down. He says the Connecticut tribe has achieved something unusual.
The Pequots were able to take a decision handed down by the D.C. Circuit that was catastrophic and find a way to reinsert its sovereign status into that labor relations realm.
At Foxwoods, dealer Denise Gladue says after years of uncertainty, she's pleased with the contract.
I feel better. I feel more secure. I think that, you know, I know that there are rules. You know, I'm happier.
For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones in Hartford.